USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The courts can't make policy decisions for the country. That's one of the points Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett made during her opening statement at day one of her confirmation hearing. She told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the courts are vital to the rule of law, but should leave political decisions to elected officials.
Courts have a vital responsibility to the rule of law, which is critical to a free society. But courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people. The public should not expect courts to do so, and courts should not try.
Barrett also thanked her family in her remarks and praised her mentor, late Justice Antonin Scalia, for shaping her outlook on the law. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has unveiled a new series of lockdown measures as the United Kingdom deals with a spike in COVID-19 cases. The three-tiered system is meant to localize restrictions for the worst-hit areas of the country. Johnson told Parliament that previous efforts to address local outbreaks have resulted in a confusing set of restrictions.
In recent months, we have worked with local leaders to counter local spikes with targeted restrictions. But this local approach has inevitably produced different sets of rules in different parts of the country that are now complex to understand and to enforce.
Johnson outlined a unified system of three alert levels that will have different severities of lockdowns depending on how bad the local outbreak is. He added that no matter what the level, shops, schools, and universities would remain open. The mother of late Senator John McCain has died. Cindy McCain announced the death of her mother-in-law, Roberta McCain, Monday on Twitter. She was 108. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett continue, a new poll finds that a majority of Americans aren't interested in questions about her faith. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
A new Mason-Dixon polling and strategy poll finds that 62% of Americans do not want senators to ask questions about Amy Coney Barrett's religion during the Supreme Court nomination hearings. The poll found that 30% of those surveyed did support questions about religious views at the hearings. 8% were not sure. Breaking down along party lines, Republicans were dead set against it with 85% opposed, but Democrats were split with 45 opposed and 44 in support of questions about her religious views.
The World Health Organization says that lockdown should only be used as a last resort to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus. In an interview with British magazine The Spectator, WHO Special Envoy on COVID-19, Dr. David Nabarro, says the economic damage that lockdowns do has a dramatic effect on poorer citizens.
This is a terrible, ghastly global catastrophe, actually. And so we really do appeal to all world leaders. Stop using lockdown as your primary control method. Develop better systems for doing it. Work together and learn from each other. But remember, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.